Oh yeah, freak out, freak out. Tonight is the night, Halloween style. Tonight, a chair shot gives away a figure of Hulk Hogan. You could have given away any figure you wanted to. You could have given a figure of the Macho Man, but you didn't. That would have been the biggest giveaway of this or any other generation. You got lust in your eyes for Elizabeth. It's your shot. I see it in your eyes. Tonight, you're not going to get Elizabeth. No, 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 you're not. Neither are your listeners. They're going to get a Hulk Hogan figure. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
What a whiner that Hulk Hogan is. He couldn't let the fans of Pulling Up a Chair get a figure of the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time. No, he had to steal the limelight again. But tonight, don't you worry, because it's now or never for whoever wins the Ultimate Edition figure. Once they get that Hulk Hogan figure, they might just return to sender, because they just can't help falling in love with the Honky Tonk Man's figures.
But whoever wins this figure will be extra lucky, Honky.
Why is that, Jimmy?
They'll be lucky they didn't win two Hulk Hogan figures.
Ho! Listen up, folks. Hacksaw Jim Duggan here. Tonight is an all-American giveaway on Halloween with my friend Hulk Hogan's Ultimate Edition figure. And I can't wait to hear who the winner is. Tough guy.
Listen up, you humanoids, because I've got something to say. So some ham and egger is going to win a Ultimate Edition of that big buffoon Hulk Hogan. So what? Because I'm standing here with Ravishing Rick Rude.
Bobby, while all those fat, out-of-shape trick-or-treaters entered this contest for an Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure, guess what I'll be doing?
What's that, Rick?
I'll be giving their old ladies an ultimate rude awakening. I'm Jake the Snake Roberts, and this is my friend Damien. There are two types of people in this world, winners and losers. Whoever wins this Ultimate Edition figure is a winner. Everyone else will have to wait until next time. Tonight's the night, dude. All my Hulkamaniacs have been waiting for. Tonight, the ultimate night to win an Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure, dude. You know something? As far as I'm concerned, brother, every other wrestler just wished they could have given out their Ultimate Edition figure. But the thing is, only the Hulk Hogan figure reigns supreme, dude. And as far as I'm concerned, at the end of the night, this is the figure to have. And what you gonna do when a chair shot mails a free Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure to you?
Tim, also known as A Chair Shot on Twitter. Happy Halloween, everybody. Hope you had a nice, safe Halloween tonight. Didn't get too much candy. Is it just me, or is the state of Halloween a little different? Seems like everybody turned in early, lights were out early. Anyway, that works out for everybody, I guess. As I announced, tonight would be the giveaway of the Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure. We'll be doing that in a little bit. Obviously, there's no guest this week, but just was going to ramble for a little bit and get into the giveaway and some shout-outs and working on some guests coming up. But with the work life and everything else, it's been a little hectic. But we'll get back to guests. It's an important part of this, and Definitely want to do that. Really, just a few things that were on my mind this week was the passing of Kevin Nash's son. Just kind of hit me for a lot of different reasons. And sadly, we're exposed to hearing people, you know, you always hear that Twitter and social media is toxic and it's not a good place to be. And for some people, I think that hits them harder than others. But, you know, when I'm listening to Kevin Nash talk about how somebody is messaging him when he just lost his son, saying, hopefully you won't blow out your quad carrying his casket. That's rough, man. And, you know, how old is the Kevin Nash quad tear thing? But that's been one of these digs that's been out there forever. And to me, it's always been annoying. Maybe it was funny like the first time I heard it, maybe the first couple times. That's been going on for a couple decades now. And the fact that there's somebody out there that would actually take the opportunity to send that to a guy who's grieving the loss of his son. We're better than that, aren't we? I mean, man, we're better than that, aren't we? I don't know. Yeah, so that was really ugly. And I thought one of the coolest things that I heard was Sean Oliver was telling Kevin on this podcast that he read a letter from a guy who actually canceled or unsubscribed from their podcast, unfollowed Kevin because of his politics, which, you know, we live in polarizing times. I don't do politics on this podcast or on social media, but we're all aware that there's people who lean far left or far right and have zero tolerance for the other side. And so this guy walked away from Kevin based on politics. But the thing that really warmed my heart was the guy actually came back and refollowed him and resubscribed when he heard the type of man he was in dealing with the loss of his son. And I just thought, we need a lot more of that in this world and a lot less of the, I don't agree with you politically, so we can't be friends, or I don't want anything to do with you. And I just thought that that was the coolest thing I heard all week. So that's kind of the pro wrestling story. I know I tend to stick around the world of wrestling figures, the customizers, the collectors, all that sort of stuff. But in these weeks, I don't have a guest. I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing, really. But I, for now, am just kind of doing what I want to do. And for a long time, I've kind of referred to myself as the Saturday Night's Main Event of Wrestling Figure Podcast, because I don't adhere to a schedule. I don't put any pressure on myself to come out with a new episode every week or on any kind of time schedule. I don't want to just put stuff out just for the sake of it and waste your time or mine. So I try to put stuff out when I have something I think you guys will enjoy. And other times it's stuff like this where maybe the content isn't so enjoyable, but maybe you guys enjoy the giveaway that I'm doing, and I intend to do more and more of those. So I've been blessed to get quite a few figures, and I just want to give back to friends and listeners of the podcast. So hang in there and we'll be doing that. And speaking of figures, I know there's a lot of talk going on around the Terry Funk and Hulk Hogan Coliseum Video Ultimates that are coming out. And those, I'm on the fence, I gotta be honest. Part of me wants to get them for sure, but part of me is starting to go, wait a sec, am I gonna just start rebuying all my figures over in Ultimates? And the answer for me will be no, of course. I'm not that huge of a fan of the Ultimates because of the over, or I use the term over-articulation of the figures, but they're good. They're obviously pricey, and I obviously already have most of these guys in some form or another. So we'll see. I'm kind of on the fence about those, but I understand the hype. You know, recapturing the LJN, it's going to be real hard for me to say no. So we'll see how that goes. I did pre-order the Amazon 3-pack with Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, and Paul Heyman. I just thought that was a cool pack. I know all three of those guys have been done. Heyman, though, has been few and far between, and that kind of pushed me over to order those, and I think that'll be cool. to get one of those. The Raw's War set, I've also been seeing a lot of buzz about. Honestly, for me, I just want that Razor Ramon figure. I don't really need the Ross sign or the other figures in that. So I'll probably play the long game and see if I can pick up Razors, you know, in the secondary market on that. As far as figures go, it seems like there's a lot of companies coming and going now, maybe. I'd sure love to see somebody pick up the NWA line, you know, to get us a good Nick Aldis, James Storm, maybe an NWA studio. I don't know. I'm really enjoying the NWA product, maybe even the most. They don't have the star power AEW or WWE have, but I really enjoy that product. It's takes me back to 305 and just without the superstars, but for whatever it is, the presentation to me is working out better than WWE starting to come back. But for a long time, it wasn't there, and I kind of fell in love with NWA during that time. So I would sure love to see somebody do something with NWA, even if it's not one of the big toy companies. I'm really hoping with the news of Chella that they're still going to get that elite-esque Dynamite Kid out. I need that figure in my tag team set here with Davey Boy Smith. So hopefully that'll get sent out, and we'll see where things go with Chella. Wishing Charles all the best, whatever's going on out there. I don't have any privy information, but yeah, so I'm not sure even what's going on, but I've just heard rumors. So one thing I wanted to do for Halloween was talk about the scariest faces in WWE Elite figures. And for me, there's really three and a half that just, for whatever reason, really missed the mark. And the first one to me is the Bobby Lashley. I'm not sure what it is, but that face is just off. I don't think they captured Bobby too well, but that's the least of the four for me. Coming in at number three would be Vince McMahon, announcer figure. I'm not sure what happened there, but you can't mess up on the boss. That's one you got to nail down. And then coming in at number two is the overabundance of Bret Hart faces. And the worst one to me, for whatever reason, and I can't figure this out, is the Shelton Benjamin sculpt. And they made a Shelton. Now they're coming out with another one. And I guess they're just reusing it because it doesn't look like that's improved. I was toying around with taking the Jack's head and putting it on my Shelton because I just think it's a much stronger representation. I'm not sure on that Shelton how they missed that one that bad. But and look, I'm not knocking Mattel. They've done hundreds and hundreds of faces. And they're, you know, these are four that I found out of the entire thing that I didn't think were up to snuff. So I guess to be fair, I'll have to do a future episode on the ones that they nailed the best. But I just was looking for a quirky Halloween bit to throw in here and scariest faces. Maybe that wasn't the nicest way to put that, but it is what it is. Happy Halloween, man. Right? Anyways, I'm going to do a quick break, announce the winner, do some shout outs, and get out of here. So short episode. Like you say, I know your time's valuable. You got a million other podcasts to listen to. I don't want to take too much of your time unless I've got something that I think you'll really enjoy. So kind of short on news, obviously short on guests, but we do have a giveaway. We do have shout outs, and we'll get into that coming up next.
Well, isn't that something else? I mean, 40 years ago, I was doing Piper's Pit, and now this blithering idiot, a chair shot. You got people, they're pulling up chairs, they're doing interviews. You got everything you ever wanted except a good host.
Before we get out of here, I'd just like to give some shout outs like I normally do. First and foremost, my good friend Drew Venzel. He's a father of two awesome twins. He's a really good podcaster, and him and his wife do an awesome podcast together, Tales from the Estate. It's filled with great stories, fun facts, and hilarity. And if you haven't checked it out, get over there and check it out. Above all else, Drew's just a really great friend, the best friend anybody could ask for. So check out his podcast, subscribe to his podcast, leave him a rating, follow him on Twitter over at Estate Tales. He's got shirts. I'm a proud owner of a couple of his shirts. Go buy one. Support it. Buy it. Rep it. Shout out to you, Drew. Shout out to the Cali contingent, Manny, aka Figure Kingdom, super talented photographer, and the Prince of Positivity, Mr. Dobro himself. Shout out to Nate, aka Ring Skirts. Just always creating stuff, provoking the stoke. This dude just always has something new and great that he's making, and he keeps me fired up and engaged in this hobby. Shout out to you, Nate. And speaking of great things that are being made, shout out to JJ over at Custom Toy Rings. If you haven't familiarized yourself with JJ, go back and check out my episode with him. He's building all kinds of incredible stuff. I'm working out, trying to get an order placed. Go check out JJ at Custom Toy Rings. Shout out to you, brother. Shout out to Slicks Rick the Ruler at Curb Stomp Customs. I've got hundreds of this guy's tattoos and artwork for custom figures, and I can't recommend enough. If you're doing any customizing, get over there and support Srick. Awesome guy. Shout out to you. Shout out to Warren Worsman. Again, I've got probably a couple hundred of his heads by now. You can have pretty much any figure you want, and Warren Worsman is the man to get the head to you that you need. Put that together with Srick's decals and you're going to be just fine. Shout out to Dan Turnquist, the Beltmaster. I hear a lot of people hemming and hawing about getting Slamtown figures because they want the belt. Don't need to. Hook up with Dan. He makes killer belts. I've got a handful of his and looking to get some more, and you can get them at a fraction of the price. No need to buy figures you don't need for a belt when Dan makes them just as good, if not better, than any toy company is going to make. I'm biased, but I say they're better. Shout out to Dylan over at the Wrestling Figure Database. I say it every week, but if you're not following Dylan and you're not checking out his website, well, why not? He's got every wrestler ever made all in one spot. The searchability on this thing is insane. There's a tab where we can all show him our gratitude and make a donation, which I was late to the game, but I took care of, and I encourage everybody to do. Shout out to you, Dylan. Shout out to Jason Wolf, an amazing artist. I've got some of his artwork, and I also enjoy his podcast, Riding with the Wolf, Howling with the Wolf. Kind of depends what he's doing, but highly entertaining one-man band podcast, and I'll admit I borrow a little bit of him when I do my solo episodes. He's kind of the solo podcaster that I get some of my style from. Shout out to you, Jason. And then, speaking of podcasting, quick shout out to some of my podcasting pals, like In the Marbles with Ethan and Soda. It's an NASCAR podcast, so if you're not a NASCAR fan, you might think, why would I listen to that? But if you're like me, you will enjoy the podcast because the passion and the knowledge that these guys have on the subject is contagious, and it actually got me interested in the sport again. I was kind of away from it until these guys' podcast launched. They do a killer job, super friendly and great guys. Big love to you guys, Ethan and Soda. Breaker and Bane, Power Hour. Breaker and Bane, been pals a long time, and they've got really good unmatched chemistry. Get over there and support them, and check out Bane's music on any streaming device that you have. Can't recommend that enough. Been digging that lately. Shout out to No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. Bill actually was forced into doing a commercial spot for me by Bane, which was pretty awesome. So thanks for the publicity there, Bane. I owe you. I'm hoping that I can get Bill on the podcast here coming up. So, been working on that. I don't know if I'll be able to get him or not, but I'm trying. So, shout out to Bill Venus and No Hold Barred with Bill Venus Podcast. Super enjoyable podcast. Funny. Check it out if you're not checking that one out. Shout out to Breaker's other podcast, You Know It's Fake, Right? And Breaker and Fowler's TB Toycast. Shout out to Fully Posable, as they say, the longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast. So shout out to Scott and Jeff over there, and Scott's side project, Drunk Wrestling History. They gave me a nice shout out on their podcast, wishing me a happy birthday, and I would like to thank them publicly, even though I've already done it privately. But shout out to Scott and Jeff. Shout out to Collectors Helping Collectors and GBM. Good brother Mike celebrating a birthday 2 days after mine this week. Happy belated birthday to you, Mike. Again, I already wished you privately, but do it here publicly. Shout out to Adam Baum, Chella Toys, Junk Shop Dog, M&M Figure Clothing, Ralphie Vibes, Rad Chad, Grenville, aka Hasbook, Cal Peterson, Nick Haddix, Steve Hoker, and Matthew Goldberg. Thanks to everybody who's checked out this podcast. Thanks to everybody who entered the contest. We're going to have another one coming up on the next episode. I may announce that on social media before that episode, but stay tuned to HAirShot on Twitter and, of course, this podcast, and we'll get you hooked up with figures for free. One of the benefits of this little podcast I'm doing is we don't have a million listeners, and we sure don't have a lot of people that throw their name in the hat, so you got a good chance of winning if you decide to enter. So that's it for me, guys, for this week. Thanks for checking us out, and I hope you'll join me again right here next time I'm Pulling Up a Chair.
We'll be back as we continue with more of Saturday night's main event.
Oh, the whole point of this was to do a giveaway, wasn't it? You didn't think I was going to just run out of here like Bobby the Brain Heenan, like a thief in the night, did you? So, without any further ado, let's announce the winner of the Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan giveaway. Before I do that, I just want to thank everybody who entered and participated. I'm going to be giving away figures on the regular moving forward. So if there's one thing about me, it's that I love to give away figures to fellow wrestling figure collectors and friends of mine. So this is a podcast for friends. Keep those entries coming, and I'll keep hooking guys up. So anyway, this go round, the winner of the Ultimate Edition Hulk Hogan figure is Robert Molina. Robert, you got a week to email me your address, and I'll get this thing out to you. Otherwise, I will redraw out of the remaining names until somebody claims it. So, Robert, congratulations. Thanks for entering the contest. Shoot me an email, and I'll get this figure out to you right away.
And so, Vince McMahon here, along with Jesse the Body Ventura, saying so long. Okay.